All right, everybody, welcome in. This is Stick and Hack Reacts for July 12th, 2021. I'm your host, Adam Grubb, along with Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio in New York City. Keith, 2 weeks off. First of all, your reaction to seeing my face again, right back at it here after 2 weeks off.
I just love it. I love Stick and Hack Reacts. Let's go.
Okay, fair enough. Keith, number one reaction here this week, coming off the John Deere Classic, which is sometimes one of those tournaments right before a major that's forgotten. But John Deere Classic always produces some great storylines, great golf. This one is no different. Somebody who hasn't won in 10 years, Lucas Glover, comes out on top, a name I haven't heard in 10 years. Your reaction to Lucas Glover winning the John Deere Classic?
Big thumbs up, big smiley-faced emoji. And not necessarily just because it's Lucas Glover. And not necessarily just because it's been a year of redemption in 2021 with people coming back and having wins after long periods of breaks between two wins. But he's the sixth player this year over 40 to win on the PGA Tour. I'm over 40. I love that. So, I'm really happy about this win. I'm really happy for Lucas Glover. You know, the guy's bottomed out a couple times in the last 10 years, like you mentioned, since he's won. He's gone down to Korn Ferry Tour qualifying, but he keeps fighting his way back on tour. Final round 64 out there at the John Deere. I know it wasn't the strongest field in the world, but it's still a PGA Tour event. So, kudos to him. And just a really great story. Now, Adam, quick reaction for you. Because Lucas Glover is a very well-known CBD promoter,
right?
You think CBD works?
I have a secondhand knowledge that CBD does work, based upon just some injuries that some people that near me have said, "Hey, CBD has worked and has helped me considerably." So because of that, yeah, CBD works, and also it will help you win golf tournaments. So it's guaranteed. So I have a member this weekend. So there's a good chance, Keith, that I become a CBD spokesperson here by come Sunday afternoon when I'm hosting the hoisting the flight champion for member this weekend.
Perhaps. All right, I'll send you some gum later in the week. All right, just for the contest this weekend. Hey, real quick about Lucas Glover. All right, he's one of seven guys that's won a golf tournament in the 2000s, the 2010s, and now the 2020s. And there's guys like DJ Phil, Sergio, Adam Scott on that list. Lucas Glover, congratulations, man.
It is a good story, and this continues along the path of storylines of redemption of people that have been at the bottom of their golf career coming back up on top. You have old winners throughout this entire season so far, and I say old that they're not 25. The older people coming in and doing things great on the tour. So that's awesome. Reaction number two, we move into the Open, which is this weekend. There's some controversy and some scuttlebutt happening around the COVID restrictions across the pond, and thus some major names are having to drop out and not make the trip because they've had COVID exposure. Your reaction to the tight guidelines for the Open this weekend?
Well, you know, it's not good. You know, thumbs down. You know, with all of this controversy that's surrounding our fourth major championship of the year, and we've had a great major championship season. Heck, we've had a great PGA Tour, LPGA Tour season. We've had all sorts of fantastic storylines take place. And there will be again, but it's a shame that leading up to this, thankfully it's starting this week, right? You know, as we speak today, and there's practice rounds going on, and, you know, we'll be able to start to talk about the players and the storylines there that will unfold instead of all this controversy. But I get it. I mean, I can travel over, and let's say, Adam Grubb, you're caddying for me, and I'm in the event, and you and I don't have to quarantine. We just have to take a test, even though we're vaccinated. We have to stay in the same house. We can't go to other houses and hang out with, let's say, you know, Mike Ryan is the player in the house next door. Can't go into his house. And if my wife wants to come over, right, she has to quarantine for five.
Wouldn't anyways, Keith.
Well, speak for yourself, you know, but my wife has to quarantine for 5 days, but my caddy doesn't, you know, that's not promoting a lot of positivity in my mindset before I have to go play in a major championship. And there's all other sorts of storylines surrounding that. I mean, the biggest of which is probably that the RNA plans to let in over 30,000 fans every day, but my wife and kids have to quarantine. So I can see where the guys are complaining from. The only real big name that has dropped that's relevant right now is Hideki Matsuyama, who's your current Masters champion. Other than that, you know, Kevin Na, Matt Wolf, Bubba Watson, you know, the tournament will go on without them. You know, and I think that I'm just happy the week has started. I love the Open Championship week. It's one of my favorite things to do is wake up on Thursday and Friday morning at like 5 a.m. It's peaceful. It's quiet in my house. Yeah. And, you know, it's dark. And all you get to do is just watch the golf coverage and you wake up to Mike Tirico talking. And it's just the greatest thing. I mean, what do you love about Open Championship week, Adam?
The same thing. I love the scenery of the courses. I like to learn more about some of these courses that are on that open schedule. But I love that morning golf, just like morning tennis with Wimbledon over the weekend. You get up in the morning and you've got things happening. You've got live sports happening right there early morning. Same thing. Quiet in your home. You get coffee. You're watching and hearing Tirico. It really is a special tournament, and it's always different every single day based upon the weather, based upon the wind, and they call a 30-mile-an-hour wind over there a light breeze. So there's a lot of different for the amateur, for the hat golfer, even some sticks. It's a very unique tournament that they're not used to seeing, and we don't watch a lot of golf unless you're a big fan of the European Tour. You're not watching a lot of golf overseas here in the States. So it is a chance to see how golf is supposed to be played based upon the purist. I will give a bonus react here because we're talking about golf over the other side of the ocean. There was a dust up over the weekend with Rory McIlroy and somebody coming in onto the first tee and taking his club right in front of his face, right in front of the caddy's face. It looked like a prank show. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I thought that it was so faked and so unreal that there's no chance it was real. It was. The guy was arrested. Your reaction to a fan, a spectator coming up and stealing a club out of a pro's bag on tee number one of the Scottish Open.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been around a fair number of tour professionals, and they treat their bag like they treat their children. I mean, it's that important to them. That's their livelihood. The fact that that he even got that close is on the caddy. And then, you know, if you watch that video, he grabs the head cover and then, you know, I think that a lot of those guys are conditioned to the fact that there's always some sort of content being created. You know, the European Tour is known for their material, but it seems a little suspect that the tour would have tried something when he's about to start his round. It was funny, but at the same time, it was a little unsettling. And, right. And Rory's face and Rom's face right there in the video tell a story. They're like, what is going on? So just goes to show you that through all we've been through in this pandemic, the world is still a crazy place outside of COVID-19.
We move into the Senior Open now, and this is the Senior U.S. Open that was over the weekend, and a familiar name on top of the leaderboard, a name that we have grown to know and love, not just for his strange swing, but for his ability to come at big when it counts most. Jim Furyk, the winner over the weekend, your reaction to the Senior U.S. Open.
A great contest put on by the USGA. Omaha Country Club showed very well on TV. Very nice golf course. You know, congratulations to Jim Furyk on a couple things. Number one, he won the U.S. Open back in 2003 at Olympia Fields. He's now won a U.S. Senior Open. That's a pretty prestigious list, Adam. So big thumbs up there. He's on a list with Jack, Arnie, Hale Irwin, Gary Player, Lee Trevino. Those are the guys that have won both. Pretty significant accomplishment there. And you know what? You know, people give Jim Furyk a hard time for his swing and being on tour. Maybe he wasn't the longest hitter. But you can't name me another guy, Adam, that's broken 60 twice in a PGA Tour event. And in case you were wondering, if 59 wasn't good enough one time, he shoots 58 at the Travelers one year. I mean, you know, you got to give Jim Furyk some credit. And I think that what we're seeing on the Champions Tour right now is kind of cool. The leaderboard, Retief, Mike Weir, Fred Couples, Ernie Els, Bernhard Langer, the mechanic, Miguel Angel Jimenez, right? We've got some really cool people up there. This is a big chance. I don't think Phil's going up there anytime soon, but there are some good names there I just listed. This is a big opportunity in the next year or two if the Champions Tour can turn it around. So big thumbs up for Jim Furyk, a little wait and see for the Champions Tour because it hasn't been relevant, Adam, in my opinion, for a couple of years when it's been the Bernhard Langer Tour. So, you know, overall, I'm excited to see where this goes. And if Ernie Els and if Retief and Jim Furyk and maybe a little dabbling by Phil Some of the other personalities are coming out. Some of the lesser known guys like a Brett Quigley, love him. And there are some guys that are about to turn 50 that'll help move the needle for them a little bit. They need to choose great venues. Omaha Country Club was good. It was set up well. Six guys of the 66 that made the cut were under, finished under par. Seven under for an open, I think, is a good score. It shows some good play. It also shows that there's some tragedy out on the golf course as well. So I think that, you know, probably one of the most interesting things. I want to get a bonus react from you, Adam. What do you think about Mike Fluff Cowan, the 1997 caddy for Tiger at Augusta, right, who's been with Jim Furyk forever? He was with Jim Furyk in 2003. Was still on the bag, climbing the hills in Omaha, Nebraska, at 73 years old. What do you think about that?
Well, it's funny you'd ask that because I saw him. I watched a little bit of it over the weekend, and I saw him. And I swear to you, I said that. I go, is he still here? He's still with Jim? It was so cool to see, and he is such a personality. Whatever personality Jim Furyk lacks, his caddy makes up for it with his coolness, and people go out to see Fluff. There's only about four caddies that I know are famous caddies, and two of them, surprisingly enough, three of them, are all been on the bag of Tiger Woods. They're the caddies that you know their names. The other one was on the bag of Phil Mickelson. So there is something really cool about him being out there at 73, and he looked as spry as ever, per usual. He loves golf. He loves being on the bag. He loves Furyk. It's quite a pair, and I hope that one day, Keith, people are saying that about us. Are they still doing this together? Because that is that's an exciting storyline. And I'll give you just a side note. I was at Firestone with Mike Ryan, co-host of the Stick and Hack Show with me. We were there at the Senior PGA Championship at Firestone a couple weeks ago. And the crowds were there, the players, the names I recognized. It was a great venue. It was a great tournament they put on there. It was awesome to be on the grounds and to be part of that. I think you're right. I think the Champions Tour is starting to make a turn to being very relevant and an awesome venue to go watch really good golf. What I've always thought about the Senior Tour and the Champions Tour was a bunch of 63-year-olds out there dinking around. I can watch that at my club. I don't need to see that in person and or on TV. But it's a very different Senior and Champions Tour golf right now that's being played. These guys are still bombing it. They're making incredible shots. They're making great purses. It's a great venue to watch some really good golf. If you can't make it to a PGA Tour stop near you, check out the Champions Tour. That's a little free plug for the USGA and the Champions Tour, specifically. Keith's here on Stick and Hack Reacts. He's Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio in New York City. I'm Adam Grobe with Stick and Hack. Thanks for listening to Stick and Hack Reacts for July 12th, 2021. We'll see you next week. Keith, later.
Adam, it's great to be back with you. Enjoy the buffet for lunch today. Have some grub.